The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
It's time for Ageless Living with Dr. Tong Li and co-host Kurt Wilhelm. In our lives, we are always on that quest to look better and feel better. But how do we start? What are the best practices we can introduce into our lives to start really living it? Here with at least some of the answers are Dr. Li and Kurt Wilhelm.
Welcome to Ageless Living here at Voice America World Talk Radio. This is Dr. Tong Li here with my co-host and my guest.
Absolutely. This is Kurt Wilhelm, the co-host of the show, and we have Dr. Dickens joining us, who has his own cancer center and holistic center as well. So we wanted to provide some outside alternatives to what you might get in a standard hospital. We still want to make the disclaimer that you are under the care of your personal physician. So get good advice, but also come to a good place to come would be to Dr. Dickens Center and get an alternative opinion and compare some notes.
That's right. And welcome, Dr. Dickens.
Oh, thank you, Dr. Li.
And I just wanted to pick up a little bit from our last show. We were talking about genetics and cancer. Mm-hmm. We were talking about a celebrity that we all know, the symbol of beauty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I knew that would be funny.
Pretty close. Angelina Jolie.
Yeah, that would not be me. That's why I have a
Angelina
face for radio.
Angelina Jolie has been very courageous, and she has shared her personal experience of cancer preventing surgery that she chose to have, and wanted to share that with the rest of the world to bring up the awareness of genes and cancer. And while this is very admirable and also courageous, it is somewhat controversial. We wanted to debate and talk about that too. Mm-hmm. Some further. And cancers basically happen because of genetic breaking down. So that's something called mutation. Mm-hmm. You know, that's like the software that's written wrong. So the consequence of, execution of cell behavior is changed and it's out of control. That's basically what cancer is. So it comes down to what causes cancer is a lot of genetic changes. And then what causes those genetic changes are three areas. One is hereditary. I guess you can be just born with a
predisposition,
mutation of a gene.
Mm-hmm.
And there are some factors within you. We call it forces inside you that can make you develop cancer. For example, hormones. Can we get rid of hormones? I mean, we need balance of hormones, but we can't just say, well, you know, we're so afraid of cancer, let's get rid of everything. It's the balance. We all need hormones. Mm-hmm. But when the hormone situation is not right, it can put you to a high risk of cancer. Second thing that's within yourself could be, a chronic inflammation.
Infections,
viruses,
mm-hmm.
Those things are just inevitable. We're living in a world, we get minor diseases, we get infections, we get inflammations, which may or may not related to viruses. So those are the common factors that's within our human bodies.
And I'm going to go out on a limb here and talk about the, what causes those inflammations, what causes those things that are also causing cancer, have to do a lot with our behavior, what we eat, how we do we live our lifestyle. And we'll talk about those on the show. So if you want to grab a pencil and a piece of paper, pen is fine, and take some notes. It actually might end up saving your life in the future. Who knows? So Dr. Dickens is going to be with us on the first part of the show, but I don't want to interrupt Dr. Lee. Was there anything else you wanted to present before we bring Dr. Dickens
into the picture? Oh, yeah, absolutely. I just wanted to conclude on this third factor, and mm-hmm. we can have Dr. Dickens join us in some discussions, too. Mm-hmm. So that's the factors within, and the factors outside our bodies, mm-hmm. environmental factors, ultraviolet, you know, sun in the
very
sun,
good point. Mm-hmm.
Radiations, chemicals or carcinogens, you know, things that cause cancer, the cancer causing chemicals. Mm-hmm. Those are the things, you know, we try to avoid too. And of course, avoiding them is the best, but then the body has mechanism to fight them too. So, at this point, I would like to invite Dr. Dickens to comment on what we talked about so far.
Oh, one thing I'd like to bring up is also heavy metals. There's a small Swiss study where they chelated people, and they had a 90% reduction in cancer incidence from chelation. So heavy metals is a big deal. And my father was a dentist. I'm no telling how many hundreds of pounds of mercury he put in people's mouths, but I would also say that you know, what we're putting in our bodies is would also fall in the categories of heavy metals, you know, not only from lead, but also the mercury from our dental work and then dental infections and then such things. And all this is controversial, of course, but also things like root canals and
absolutely
how that affects our lives.
I actually was shocked reading about the top, one of the few top reasons why people have leukemia was from dental fillings.
Really?
I'm like, wow, it makes total sense.
It absolutely makes sense. We have known about mercury as a bad metal for years, and it's only within the last couple of years that the dental industry finally said, you know what, we agree, no more. I'm just amazed it took so long for
what
them to
it
get
is
on top,
is that
on top
people
of
don't
it.
Realize is the tooth that has the filling mm-hmm. has blood supplies.
Right.
The exactly. blood vessel is constantly in touch with those metal mm-hmm. that's in there. It's right. absorbing it chronically every day. Mm-hmm. And this is just like a dripping faucet. Mm. The accumulation makes huge end result.
Absolutely does.
We also have, you know, the teeth are on acupuncture meridian, so for example, the bladder is up on the top, the front four, both on the top and bottom. So, you know, and we just had a recent bladder cancer patient in who was a Mennonite, no smoking, no drinking, and he had bladder cancer. Most people that get bladder cancer are smokers. Why? Because most men are smokers. Mm-hmm. And the reason I think that was driving it, that we finally figured out, it was tooth, let's see, eight number 10 tooth, which is on the bladder meridian, was had a low-grade infection underneath it. So we sent him to the dentist and had it all cleaned up, and I think he's going to do fine from here on out.
Wow, that's amazing.
That's
you can actually turn it around. So, you know, if any of you are being impressed with Dr. Dickens like I am, feel free to go to his website at dayspringcancerclinic.com, or you can call the front desk and make an appointment at 480-699-7400. Or you can, if you happen to be somewhere near South Scottsdale, you're welcome to drop by the office at 6930 East 1st Street. So these are all ways to get a hold of Dr. Dickens. Now there, it's a holistic center. You don't have to have cancer to go there. You're going to just become very, very healthy if you start hanging out in that vicinity. So beware, you might become healthy. Might be a side effect. Also, there is a cancer center there. Dr. Dickens, do you want to tell us a little bit about some of the methodologies that you use on a holistic basis?
We do a lot of IVs. We do a lot of vitamin C IVs, other minerals such as selenium. We do a lot of work with hyperthermia, which is what the German clinics typically do, is we're heating people up. We have four different hyperthermia machines. So we, after our vitamin C, want to get people warmed up. It's a number of different things that we do. We do a lot of, with nutrition and diet. We have two nutritionists on staff. So we are very concerned about people not only getting well, but how are they going to live life once they leave the clinic? And so that's why we have two different nutritionists, because they have two different long suits. And, you know, it's a lot that we do. The best thing to do is be to stop by or
absolutely. I have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
So the treatment of IV vitamins and the treatment of raising body temperature, are they related? Do they need to be paired up?
Oh, that's an astute question, yes. We do the hyperthermia after we do the vitamin C, because vitamin C is toxic, and the molar or the concentration that we're getting in the blood, it's toxic to cancer cells. So with the hyperthermia, raising the body temperature, we're bringing more blood flow to the body, and the cancer doesn't want to see that blood flow because it's toxic. It's poisonous to it.
So
from something
synergistic.
Natural is very synergistic. You know, the human body, half of all cancer patients have no discernible vitamin C in their blood. So vitamin C is quite toxic to cancer cells, and so we're feeding the body with one hand and killing cancer cells with the other hand, and they fit together.
So enemy to enemy is our friend, right?
That's right.
Perfect.
That works out nicely. So this would be as an alternative, or definitely give Dr. Dickens a call or visit his website and go by and visit if you're considering having chemotherapy. Or now it's like a 2.5% 5-year survival ratio under chemotherapy.
For stage four cancer.
So I don't know about you, but if somebody gave me the choice to have a 2.5% chance of living, now I know that's better than zero, okay? However, a lot of these stage four cancers, it works well for, and it doesn't work well for every cancer. So you definitely want to get a second opinion, especially with Dr. Dickens, before you move forward with a cancer treatment that might be expensive, might blow the top off of your insurance. And before you go through all of that, go by and see the Dr. Dickens clinic there at the Day Spring Cancer Clinic.
I'm also curious, does any insurance cover for such treatments?
No, we are a cash practice, you know, a concierge practice. We will submit to insurance companies, and we do get, you know, it depends on the person's insurance company and the plan within that insurance company, but we submit to a rebiller, somebody who codes appropriately, and will work with the insurance companies to get payment from an insurance company.
Well, this kind of brings a thought I had before. Basically, the insurance company or the mainstream medicine is based on only certain studies, not all of the things. And what is your thoughts on that?
Wow. Well, I'm an alternative cancer doctor, so I look at conventional medicine and with a little bit of a jaundiced eye. I mean, there's a number of things out there. I mean, we have the good Dr. Lee here, so you know, it's not all doctors or all nurses are bad. I think the percentage of people in conventional medicine are wonderful, upstanding people. I think the system itself is limited. I think the pharmaceutical companies drive a lot of healthcare, and so you know, I'm not a big fan of pharmaceutical companies. I use pharmaceutical drugs, but you know, that's not my paradigm. I think, you know, in the cancer world, that the pharmaceutical drugs are attacking tumors. It's all about tumor reduction. If you get a 50% tumor reduction for 30 days, you have a grand slam cancer drug. However, the patient might die the next day. Doesn't matter. It's still a wonderfully successful drug. So our paradigm is we're trying to get nutrition into the people and to detoxify them, find out what's driving that cancer, like the man with the tooth that was bad.
I think that you got a very good point. When we come back, we're going to talk about basically what you brought up. You know, is it the right way just to target the tumor cell itself, or is it, you know, we're chasing the wrong end? And with the example of our celebrity Angelina Jolie's choice of combat with cancer.
Mm-hmm. And we'll talk more about that when we come back from break. Thanks for joining us here on Voice America and World Talk Radio on the Ageless Living Show. This is Kurt Wilhelm, your co-host, and Dr. Lee, the host of the show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Arizona Laser and Skin is a leading med spa that provides minimal invasive cosmetic surgery, such as liposuction with fat transfer for body contouring, face and neck lift, and eyelid surgery. We offer services using the most advanced technologies. We provide both traditional and non-traditional methods to keep you looking and feeling your best. Call 480-598-9733 or visit azmdlaser.com to schedule a consultation. That's 480-598-9733. Or find us on the web at azmdlaser.com. Arizona Laser and Skin offers a holistic approach to health and beauty. Whether it's acupuncture for facelifts, health issues, weight loss, and stress management, come see us. We also offer non-surgical facelifts and fat freezing for love handles. We provide conventional health methods to keep you looking and feeling your best. Schedule a consultation with us today by contacting Arizona Laser and Skin at 480-598-9733 or on the web at azmdlaser.com. That's azmdlaser.com.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are tuned in to Ageless Living with Dr. Tong Lee and Kurt Wilhelm. If you have a question or comment about our show, please send an email to tonglee.md@gmail.com. That's tonglee.md@gmail.com. Now, back to our program, Ageless Living.
Welcome back to Ageless Living here at Voice America World Talk Radio. This is Dr. Tong Lee. And today, we have our guest, Dr. Dickens, with us here and with my co-host, Kurt.
And I wanted to talk a little bit about Dr. Lee because we actually have two doctors on the show, not me. I'm not a doctor. Dr. Lee is actually an anesthesiologist that works in several hospitals here in the Phoenix area. And she also has a cosmetic surgery and a laser med spa. So she also is a holistic practitioner where she does acupuncture. So a little bit about Dr. Lee's background as we discussed, and then Dr. Dickens. Obviously, has certifications in medicine as well and practices more on the holistic side. So today we're talking about, how aggressive should you get in your approach to cancer? Should you do like Angelina Jolie and take very aggressive stances? Or should you take a look at what your stressors are that cause cancer and maybe get a little bit more nutrition and stave it off that way? I mean, there's different ways to go about it.
And the rationales behind it.
Mm-hmm.
And science and rationales. And we'll have Dr. Dickens join us on that discussion too. So basically, I think to start with the conversation, it's easier to talk about the cancer, how it happens a little bit more. So we know that when something goes wrong in the genetic mutation, when the genetic mutation happens, you can't have cancer. And there is something called oncogenes, which is oncology genes, which is cancer genes. Those are mutational of normal genes called proto-oncogenes. They usually function as the good genes that will help the cell to grow and divide. So they're important. Mm-hmm. They're like gas pedal in the car.
Gotcha.
They'll accelerate growth and division. So they're important. But what happens if the gas pedal is stuck? Not good.
Correct.
So the mutation there is a is an important factor in developing cancer. So what causes those mutations? Well, they're inherited reasons. Mutation just because your heritage, they can be acquired environmentally or from what's going on inside your body, as we mentioned before, mm-hmm. hormones, inflammation, viruses, infections, or outside of your body, the radiation, the heavy metals, chemicals. So that's one group of genes that's very important, that if they mutate will promote cancer, the gas pedal.
And if I could talk a little bit about those environmental effects, a lot of these are under our control, and that's kind of the good news of today.
Absolutely.
You know, you don't have to just wait around until you get cancer. There's a lot of things under control. I think all of us know that if we're smoking, we're pretty well in line to get cancer. It's just not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. But those are things that are addictive qualities, and yes, if you're smoking, probably a good idea to stop. And if you're doing other things that are just slamming your body's health, whether it be that you're sleeping 2 hours, getting 2 hours of sleep a night. You're doing a lot of things that are just absolutely crazy. Okay, we get that. But then there's some things that have happened in the last 100 years, and Dr. Dickens and I were talking about this before the show started, that we're just not getting the nutrition that everybody thinks that your nutrition and eating well has to do with just looking good and in our society and being fit. And yes, we talk about that a lot on the show, about how to, you know, take to be as beautiful or as handsome as you can be. However, the reality is that you should be eating also for nutrition, because nutrition over time is what actually can help prevent cancer. And if you never get cancer in the first place, I can't think of a better insurance policy than just eating well and staying away from the things that are carcinogenic. And before I hand it over to Dr. Dickens, because this is really his side of things, is that also over the years, the United States in particular has become a pill-popping society. In other words, we want everything immediate. We want to drive through the drive-thru and get our 99-cent burger and run off and into the sunset and also have no indigestion and not get fat. We want everything in a pill, so to speak. In other words, it's a one-stop shop. That same thing applies to the cosmetics that we wear. It applies to, there's just so many chemicals that we're putting on our body topically, inside of our body, and all the way through to the fact that we want a lot of fruits and vegetables that are now modified, and we're starting to hear of gluten intolerance. That's because we watered down our wheat. So, in other words, it isn't just a political thing of left-wingers that are out there trying to eat organically, and it's no longer just hippies. It is an issue where we need to take care of ourselves nutritionally. I don't care which political aisle you're on. I don't care whether you're a hipster or a skater or whatever it is you are. It's just time to have good health. So, Dr. Dickens, what are some good, since you have a cancer clinic, what would you say are the top 3 or 4 things that somebody should do if they just want to prevent cancer and try not to get it in the first place?
Well, I'm going to launch out here in the deep, and since this is a cutting-edge show with Kurt and Dr. Lee, I want to talk about BRIX units for a minute.
Sure.
BRIX, B-R-I-X, is a measure of... you use a refractometer, and it measures the sugar and mineral content of either a fruit or a vegetable. Mm-hmm. And so I believe in the fairly near future, you're going to be buying vegetables according, not by weight, but according to their BRIX units. And again, you might have a organic green bean with a BRIX unit of 4. You might have an organic green bean with a BRIX unit of 12, and you're getting... 3 times the nutrition mm-hmm. that you would with that BRIX unit of 4. And again, we can be eating organic, and organic ultimately just means there's no pesticides or herbicides. It's not a qualitative measurement of the nutrition. It's just that there's a lack of no herbicides, pesticides, insecticides, which is all good, but there's not necessarily nutrition. So one of the things that we're trying to do and are working on in our clinic is making sure that people get not only organic juices, but they have a high BRIX unit juices. And so there's a number of different ways to do that. You know, we could talk about humic and fulvic earths, and, you know, I don't want to launch too far afield, but there's a number of things that we need to do, and the purpose of talking about this on the show is to expand people's horizons that organic doesn't necessarily mean I'm getting great nutrition. It's getting the lack of pesticides and herbicides. That's what organic means. And yeah,
which is a good start. It's kind of like saying I'm not going to get cancer because I don't smoke. Well, it removes you from one of the risk factors, but the reality is that one of the best ways to prevent cancer, I think what I'm hearing you say, is to get the best nutrition you possibly can.
It is huge. And there's so many things, exercise, and we Dr. Lee talked on about exercise. You know, I think that if somebody exercises and eats poorly, they're going to be healthier than somebody that eats great and doesn't exercise. And that might be
controversial. Look at that. That is.
But I'm not saying either or. I'm saying both. That it's a both and, that you got to exercise and you've got to eat well both. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's that sedentary lifestyle. If you don't use it, you lose it. And it's that sludginess and built up in our body that we, without exercise, tend to accumulate.
I didn't quite understand the BRICS index or unit thing. Does that indicate the nutritional factor?
Right. So BRICS was really popularized by a man, a PhD, by the name of Kerry Reams, R-E-A-M-S. And Dr. Reams was very much interested in the health of the soil. If you have a good soil, you'll have good fruits and vegetables. And so had a watermelon, and I was talking about this earlier, that he kept this watermelon for 3 years and it never rotted. It's because that the sugar and mineral content of that watermelon was so great that it would dehydrate but not rot. So if you take a hydroponic tomato and put it on the windowsill, it'll eventually go to gray mush. Don't believe me? Try it.
So that's a good thing.
No, the hydroponic tomato going to gray mush is a bad thing.
No, I mean the watermelon stays.
Right.
Nice.
In other words, why have we watered down the soup so much and have so many chemicals? Because these pesticides, preservatives, all of that. But if we would let nature do what it's supposed to, we would not only have great nutrition with good minerals. Because nutrition isn't just the vitamins that are in it. It also has to do with the quality of the sugar in it, as well as the minerals that are in it that are coming out of the soil. So the BRICS measurement would be it does measure how much full nutrition there is, but it also gives the ability to have a little bit more shelf life to our foods that we're chemically inducing right now.
That's a new concept to me because, mm-hmm. you know, the other day I was talking to people about what's forever, you know what that is, right? Death and pain taxes.
Oh, right, correct.
Right.
So they were saying that, what was that candy, the sweetened thing? I forgot the name
Ostivia
of it.
Yeah.
I said, why would that be forever? Because it's got so much preservative and sugar in it.
Oh, I see.
So, you know, I was thinking, you know, the other way around. But, you know, when you're saying with good nutrition inside a watermelon, we actually keep it from, not forever, but lasting longer.
Yeah, better than normal preservatives. Right. And that's a good right. start. Absolutely.
That's interesting. Yes. So, the kind of things you do in your clinic, you advise people to eat better, includes, right. you know, exercise thing. Do right. you include exercise regimens too?
Or? It depends on where people are at. You know, if they can just walk, we encourage them to walk. We encourage them to swim or bicycle. But I like 30 minutes of aerobic exercise at least 3 times a week. And that's something very doable. It's people that are too busy to do that, well, you know, they're too busy to live.
It's a choice.
Right.
Right.
That's one thing, you know, I kept wanting to mention. You know, people tend to think they're powerless over their health.
Mm-hmm.
That is just absolutely not true.
Right, and maintaining your health can be fun, and I think that's kind of the message that we want to get out there too, is that it can taste great, it can feel great, you can get a high almost as good as morphine, though I've never tried morphine, but you can have a natural high, and you can actually have a great time in it. I think we're getting pretty close to break. Am I seeing the warning signs coming up here? All right, so we're going to go to break, and when we come back, we're going to have a whole wealth of information that Dr. Lee has lined up for us, and also to make sure that you don't tune out before the end, because we have a couple of health tips that I think you're really going to enjoy. So don't go away. We'll be right back after the break. This is Kurt Wilhelm, the co-host of the Ageless Living Show here on Voice America and World Talk Radio, and
this is Dr. Tong Lee. We'll be right back.
Arizona Laser and Skin offers a holistic approach to health and beauty. Whether it's acupuncture for facelifts, health issues, weight loss, and stress management, come see us. We also offer non-surgical facelifts and fat freezing for love handles. We provide conventional health methods to keep you looking and feeling your best. Schedule a consultation with us today by contacting Arizona Laser and Skin at 480-598-9733 or on the web at azmdlaser.com. That's azmdlaser.com. Arizona Laser and Skin is a leading med spa that provides minimal invasive cosmetic surgery, such as liposuction with fat transfer for body contouring, face and neck lift, and eyelid surgery. We offer services using the most advanced technologies. We provide both traditional and non-traditional methods to keep you looking and feeling your best. Call 480-598-9733 or visit azmdlaser.com to schedule a consultation. That's 480-598-9733 or find us on the web at azmdlaser.com.
You read about it in health news every day.
Cancer rates are going up. Obesity in the U.S. is on the rise. Heart disease and diabetes are top killers every year.
We can follow the advice of our doctor, but cravings persist. Weight goes up and energy is still down. It doesn't have to be like this. Tune in for Body Balance Talk with Lucy Hewitt and her guest experts. You'll learn how you can work with your body to feel better and look better, too. Body Balance Talk airs live every Friday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 a.m. Pacific Time on Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are tuned in to Ageless Living with Dr. Tong Lee and Kurt Wilhelm. If you have a question or comment about our show, please send an email to tonglee.md@gmail.com. That's tonglee.md@gmail.com. Now, back to our program, Ageless Living.
Welcome back to the Ageless Living Show here on Voice America and World Talk Radio. We appreciate all of you listeners out there. Hopefully you have your pens and paper handy, because we're going to be going through a whole litany of information that I think could be valuable. Plus, we're going to finally defend and kind of not defend. We're going to give both sides of the story on Angelina Jolie's controversial decision to be a little bit aggressive in her prevention of cancer. So Dr. Lee is joining us. I'm joining her. She's the host of the show. Is going to be talking about some of the pros and cons of Angelina Jolie. Maybe some of us may have done what she did, and some of us maybe wouldn't, but it just depends where we fall in our decision-making patterns. But Dr. Lee, tell us a little bit about what your opinions are on this whole thing.
Right. I think most people know about this news event. But basically, Angelina found herself having a genetic mutation called the BRCA. I forgot it's one or two, that is linked to a higher risk of breast cancer and ovarian cancer. So not just one cancer. And by having decided to remove her breasts prophylactically, she believes she was told to have the cancer risk reduced from 70-some percent to less than 20%.
Okay.
So that's the news causing event. But the question is here, I think, first of all, it's very courageous for her to do something like that. That's not our discussion today. The thing is, cancers, even in her case, this mutation of gene can cause two cancers, maybe more.
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to do about the other organ, the ovary?
Right. Absolutely.
So we're focusing on the end organ instead of the cause of the things. Would you say so, Dr. Dickens?
Absolutely. You know, just that she has a genetic predisposition does not guarantee that she will come down. And, you know, there's something called epigenetics. You know, there's the DNA that's in your fingers, the DNA that's in your heart. And, you know, what is expressed is different. And so, you know, I'm totally set with Dr. Lee's camp that things like diet are so huge. You know, with good diet, you can alleviate a lot of these risk factors. Just like Kurt was saying, if you are smoking, stop smoking. You know, it's not really necessarily difficult.
Well,
might be difficult, but it's not difficult to understand, right?
By and large, we don't like to take responsibilities. We like to say, well, you know what? I have a diagnosis. There's nothing I can do about it.
Right.
And this is just not true. There's so much you can do to improve your health and prevent diseases, including cancer.
Absolutely.
So, I don't know, Kurt, we've mm-hmm. talked about it. It takes about multiple genetic mutations, on average up to 6, to actually have cancer to happen. So that means, you know, if you have, in most cases of cancer, mm-hmm. they're not hereditary. All the mutations are acquired. Hmm. Those are through your life, through environmental or internal factors. If in the case of hereditary cancer, one of the mutations is passed down from your parents, but guess what? The rest of them are acquired.
Mm-hmm.
So that what that means is that, you know, there's a lot you can do to change that. You know, cancer is like lottery. You either have it or you don't have it.
Mm-hmm.
Chances are important. It's nice to know. But if you didn't get it, it doesn't matter what chance it is. Or if you got it, it doesn't matter what chance it is, don't you think? You know, we were talking about the lifestyle and the genetics together.
So if you don't have it, appreciate that you're still in the don't have it category.
Well, not only that, you know, if you have a chance of winning a lottery,
mm-hmm.
but if you're one number wrong, you're not getting the lottery.
Right.
Even though you're very close, you're not getting it. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not the best analogy, but, you know, what I want to say is you either have it or not have it. The chances help you to be alert and to prevent things and do the right things, but they don't, I mean, even if you have a 90% chance, you don't get it, you still have zero cancer.
Correct. And I think another point that goes along with that corollary is that if you don't have cancer right now, then the chances of you not getting cancer are way higher. So let's say that you have a 2%, or what was it, 25% chance she was given of getting cancer?
Before the surgery, it was 70-some percent.
70, yeah, okay. So, I mean, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with reducing those odds from if it were truly correct. But for the most of us, we may have a 90% chance of not getting cancer and a 10% chance of getting cancer. So all it's very simple for us. We need to just lead a good, healthy lifestyle, and that will keep us at the 90% chance of not getting cancer. So if you don't have it, you don't have it. And so with Angelina, you know, I don't know. Each person does their own. But what the one problem I do have with what Angelina did is that there's a lot of women who follow her blindly. and actually just follow her example. They need to make sure that they get a lot of opinions before they go do the same thing
right.
She did.
Even, I mean, there are genetic mutations. That one group of mutation, they're linked to 12 different cancers. So what are you going to do? Remove all 12 different organs?
Right. If in my family I have previous past of potentially getting cancer of the liver, does that mean I remove my liver? It's a little extreme. But, of course, that's not a fair example because theoretically, Angelina, yeah, I mean, she for sure can live without her breasts. I can't
yes.
live without my liver.
Right.
So, you know, slightly different comparison there.
One big thing is to think about in lifestyle is the person's attitude, their mental attitude. And so Dr. Lee was talking about people not just succumbing to their diagnosis. And that's very tragic because that does not mean that they are going to lose what they have. They can, by their admission and what their actions are mentally, either be an overcomer or they can fail. If people give up, if you stop swimming in the ocean, you're going to drown. But if you keep swimming, you can make it.
Absolutely. That just reminded me of one of the most knowledgeable patients I had, who did his own study. Mm-hmm. Actually, this is a patient who I took care of, giving anesthetic care. Mm-hmm. He gave me a list of medication to avoid for his anesthetic and very politely told me, could you please avoid these medications for because of my glaucoma?
Mm-hmm.
And I was really impressed. And then, upon further talking, I found out he had rectal cancer.
Oh.
And through his own research, he has opted to not have the surgery, instead just having radiation and chemotherapy.
Mm-hmm.
And he actually brought in all the highlighted medical journals, articles, to his doctor to present to him mm-hmm. this proposal of not having surgery and ask him, would you still take care of me, follow me? Mm-hmm. And his doctor was really impressed, even though with hesitation.
Well, I think the point that we're making is that your health is in your hands. It isn't always everybody bossing you. It shouldn't be everybody just bossing you around telling you what to do. You should compare and be very educated. So by the time you visited your fifth doctor and done your own research, the things that are common among all of them start making sense. I do that a lot.
Right.
I go
this,
into an educated
this
area.
This is the other extreme, of not having the cancer. Actually, it turns out 3 months later, the cancers went away.
Oh, that's amazing.
Cancer cells went away. So we don't know the long term, but so far so good.
Mm.
So that's encouraging.
That is encouraging.
So you do have the power. There's a lot you can do, even for things like high blood pressure, diabetes, even for cancer. Mm-hmm. So I don't know, Dr. Dickens, have you heard of the potato anti-cancer property?
Ooh,
that's a dietary one.
Yeah, I'm assuming that you mean an Idaho potato versus a yam.
It's actually raw potato juice, and mm-hmm. Consumed in moderate to large quantity. It's this is something that's on the internet I found.
I don't know it exactly, but when you cook a potato, you've changed it from a vegetable to a starch. You've inactivated
this
a lot
is
of enzymes.
Raw, so.
Yeah, so raw, if I just might say something about raw, it's totally different. All the enzymes are still alive and functioning. So, it's like having a juice. It's a different than a juice, or what we normally think of as either a fruit or some type of vegetable. But that would be a not a starch. I think that there's a lot more interesting things in the sweet potato yam family, but specifically a raw potato. No, I know that a lot of arthritic people, I'm talking about rheumatoid arthritis, they can't eat the solanine family potatoes, tomatoes, and that's very aggravating to their rheumatoid arthritis.
Mm.
But it's very interesting. I'll have to go look at that.
Absolutely. So do you suggest for cancer patients to have more raw food or juicing?
Absolutely. And different people, they're different blood types. We work with the people's blood types. But for general overall, we do a lot of raw foods. But we also need to work with people what they can tolerate, what they're willing to do, how much they're willing to change their lifestyle. And that's a big deal. But raw fruits and vegetables, they still have their enzyme capabilities. And so We also supplement with enzymes to be able to bring about some change, because cancer cells cloak themselves with a protein coat, a fibrin coat, and if that can be decloaked, the fibrin broken down, the protein broken away, then the immune system can see that. So I think there's a lot of benefit to raw fruits and vegetables. The nutrition is there. It's with cooking, the enzymes are lost.
So it is recommended to have a lot of enzyme-rich, raw
absolutely.
Fruits and vegetables.
Absolutely.
And for those of you who have listened to our previous shows, whether you use a Breville juicer, who cares what juicer you use, whichever one you choose, have a good time with it. But definitely pick some of these good fruits and vegetables that we're talking about here, and it will go a long way as far as prevention. In our previous shows, we talked about preventing disease versus losing weight. You might, Vitamix versus the juicing, but definitely do some juicing on your way to preventing cancer.
Yes, actually, the overweight is a risk factor for many cancers. We actually, that has been documented for quite a few different kinds of cancer.
Great to know.
So do you guys actually do the nutritional and weight counseling too for the cancer patient? It's a little different concern.
It's huge in our clinic, of what people are putting into their bodies, and that's why we have two different nutritionists. One of them is more of a recipe, so when people leave the clinic, they have a recipe. They're just not thrust out the door, but they have something in hand. And the other one is much more about, what do you need to do right now to optimize your health, to help your body go into remission. So, we believe in nutrition. It's very important. You've got to have good nutrition. If you had good nutrition, you probably wouldn't be where you're at. Even with somebody like Angelina Jolie with risk factors, again, with eating right, getting plenty of exercise, sleeping, having a good positive mental attitude, that's not
low stress. That's a big issue.
That's a big
topic.
Dr. Lee, that is huge.
If you look into it, the stress will change your hormone balance.
Mm-hmm.
It will interfere with your sleep, which is a repairing and recovering mechanism of your body. Happens every night. Mm-hmm. So stress is huge. Also adrenaline and your ability to fight. All those things will be affected. So it is a huge thing.
Absolutely. So a little bit of meditation, a little bit of spirituality, however you define that, just get into your groove and have that. That's, I found out that recently that I am an extroverted introvert. That means that
you
never.
No.
So I'm an extrovert when everybody sees me, but I need that time to shut down at night for 45 minutes at least to do just what I want to do, or my stress levels increase. So find out what you each have. And get into your groove.
Absolutely. So when we come back, we're going to talk about some health tips, and don't go far away. This is Dr. Tong Lee at Ageless Living here at Voice America World Talk Radio.
We'll be right back.
Arizona Laser and Skin is a leading med spa that provides minimal invasive cosmetic surgery, such as liposuction with fat transfer for body contouring, face and neck lift, and eyelid surgery. We offer services using the most advanced technologies. We provide both traditional and non-traditional methods to keep you looking and feeling your best. Call 480-598-9733 or visit azmdlaser.com to schedule a consultation. That's 480-598-9733. Or find us on the web at azmdlaser.com.
What does success mean to you? Is it being just like the person on the other side of the fence where the grass is supposedly greener? We harbor too many feelings of envy and suppressed anger targeted at others, and it's holding us back from our success. Tune in to Wealthy Thoughts with Richard Levy. Just by listening, you'll be empowered to make positive lifestyle changes to live the successful life that you deserve to live. Wealthy Thoughts can be heard every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
Arizona Laser and Skin offers a holistic approach to health and beauty. Whether it's acupuncture for facelifts, health issues, weight loss, and stress management, come see us. We also offer non-surgical facelifts and fat freezing for love handles. We provide conventional health methods to keep you looking and feeling your best. schedule a consultation with us today by contacting Arizona Laser and Skin at 480-598-9733 or on the web at azmdlaser.com. That's azmdlaser.com.
You are tuned in to Ageless Living with Dr. Tong Lee and Kurt Wilhelm. If you have a question or comment about our show, please send an email to tonglee.md@gmail.com. That's tonglee.md@gmail.com. Now, back to our program, Ageless Living.
Welcome back to Ageless Living here at Voice America Word Talk Radio. This is Dr. Tong Lee, here with my co-host,
Kurt Wilhelm, and we also are joined by our very esteemed guest here from the Day, let me see if I get this right, Day Spring Center.
Day Spring Cancer Clinic.
And if you want to go to the website, it's dayspringcancerclinic.com. He's got a couple of points that we're going to bring up in just a moment that I think Dr. Dickens is well qualified to answer. It's going to be two things you want to jot down. They're simple little things that you can do at home for a health tip. Do we want to give the health tips first, or do we have a couple of other things to cover?
Ooh, whatever.
Okay. So these two health tips are something that be wise. If you could tell our audience about how to choose these two health tips that you're going to give so that they're getting the best result that they can, but also tell us why these two health tips work so well for us.
Well, one of them would be vitamin D, and you know, everybody that comes into the clinic gets a minimum of 5,000 to 10,000 international units a day. It's best in an oil form, so if you can find a liquid oil or a soft gel, that's the best way to take it. And vitamin D is much more than, it says it's a vitamin, but it's really a hormone. That's how it acts. It's extremely powerful. Cholecalciferol is the most powerful hormone in the body. And it's a huge for doing a number of things for calcium metabolism, but we look at it from an immune stimulant standpoint. And so with an adequate vitamin D level, and we're living in Phoenix, Arizona, but nobody has an adequate vitamin D level. It's just the nature of the beast of living in the Valley of the Sun.
And it's hard to keep a balance of avoiding ultraviolet and getting vitamin B.
It's really true, because we're told sunscreen,
right.
Cancer incidence go up.
Yes, I've heard lately there's actually rickets, people getting a lack of vitamin B, D.
Right. So, you know, vitamin D is probably my big health tip. So, again, 5,000 to 10,000 international units a day. The other one would be vitamin C, and this is maybe controversial, but mankind does not make vitamin C. All other animals except fruit bats and guinea pigs and the great apes make vitamin C, but if you look at a 150-pound great ape, it will take in between 5 and 7,000 milligrams of vitamin C a day. So you can figure that out for your children. It's 30 to 40 milligrams per pound of body weight, but for a 150-pound adult, we in the cancer clinic, we're doing 50,000 to 75,000 milligrams in our IVs. But in oral products, we're looking for people to take in 5,000 to 7,000 milligrams a day in divided doses with food. And again, this is a supplement. We want people to have the healthy food, but this is supplementing, because I don't think everybody's going to be sitting out there eating 30 or 40 oranges a day.
You'd be busy doing that all day.
So you could still have cranberries, pomegranates, oranges, lemons, and limes, and be nowhere near the intake you should be.
So. You should be doing all that, but also.
The only thing that can get you close to that number is probably juicing, huh?
Yeah, and if you juice, you get a little bit closer. But be careful of juicing, because especially very, very highly sugared juices, you're just putting all those calories in there. Yeah, you're getting some vitamin C, but you're also starting to gain weight, which could be counterproductive as well.
Right, and then a low-sugar diet. That's great, Kurt, because a low-sugar diet, sugar drives cancers. So when we're working with our cancer patients, we're pulling them off any type of simple carbohydrate. Mm-hmm. And they're taking something much more complex, slow growing, because we want to reduce their resting glucose levels. So we're trying to keep it down as low as we can. Still give them nutrition, adequate nutrition or great nutrition, but adequate calories, but keeping their blood glucose down. So when people are out there having their heavily sugared high fructose pop.
Yeah, please stay away from the high fructose corn syrup. If nothing else today, get that in your head.
Yeah, that would be huge just to do that. It's also not what you're doing, but also what you're not doing.
Correct.
And not doing the high fructose 72-ounce big gulp type drinks that, you know, you could float a boat in.
I did that in college so often. That was just terrible. In Phoenix, I would just drop by on my motorcycle to Circle K and get myself a 64-ounce of soda. I can't believe I used to do that. If I could go a little bit deeper on something that you explained to me and what really woke me up to the way vitamin D works. So you talked about the way vitamin D works inside of our body is that it actually is a cleaner. So it helps detox the body. It's not only does it help, is a good building block for the body, but it actually goes around cleaning up a lot of those things
right.
that are not good for us inside of our body.
Right, because vitamin D activates macrophages, and macrophages, you know, they're called the big eaters. They go around and eat up things that don't belong in the body. Of, you know, we're very interested in that because of our cancer work. But with, you know, it could be any type of thing that needs to be handled in a person's immune system. If somebody has mono, then they have a high viral load. So having an adequate vitamin D is going to help stimulate their immune system. And this is a huge topic. It can get very scientific and nitty-gritty, but for our listening population, I would think that just an adequate vitamin D level.
And how do you take that? I mean, I know you said in the oil form. Is that just the capsules you take?
It could be a capsule, could be a liquid, but then
could
we...
Could be IV?
No, I've never done an IV, but you can do an IM.
Injection.
And if it's done with food, then we recommend people to take it with a fatty meal. And, you know, a fatty meal like
vitamin
an avocado.
Vitamin C is the same way, isn't it?
No. The vitamin D is actually fat soluble.
Okay.
So that's why the fatty meal would aid its absorption. And
I understand.
Yeah. And vitamin D, would there be a risk of overdose on that?
There can be, yes. There are risks with too high of a level of vitamin D. So, you know, I don't think that people within a 5 to 10,000 international units a day are going to hit a risk factor. Certainly, I mean, well, we give 375,000 units in 3 days in the clinic, and we'll do that several times over until we get people into their vitamin D range. And I'm not advocating that needs to be done under a physician's supervision with blood test, but I'm saying that 5 to 10,000 should not be to an adult, not to a child, but to an adult, 5 to 10,000 would be a great thing that someone could do to their health, for their health, to help their immune system.
And is there a way of, a natural way of getting a good intake of vitamin D instead of the supplements?
Well, the best way would be go out in the sun 30 to 40 minutes a day.
All right.
That's a little rough.
I don't think I can do that. I'll take the pills.
But also, try to have it, if you're going to get sun, maybe try to stay away from your face and get other parts of your body that aren't going to burn, but you get a broader section of your skin.
Well, if we burn, we can go over to see Dr. Lee. And
there we go.
Dr.
She'll
get us
taken care of.
Yeah,
life is full of controversy.
Absolutely.
She'll do the number for us.
All right. And then on the vitamin C, we've talked about it, the by mouth or IV. So thank you so much for joining us, Dr. Dickens.
Thank you, Dr. Lee.
Yes, we're going to conclude our show today on genetics and cancer. And thank you for listening, all the listeners. This is Dr. Tong Lee at Ageless Living, joined by my co-host,
Kurt Wilhelm. We have really appreciated you listening, and we'll see you all next week.
We hope you've enjoyed our program today. Please join Dr. Tong Lee and her co-host, Kurt Wilhelm, for another edition of Ageless Living next Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. It's better living, better health, for a super life.